We're pretty much past the hurricane season. I told you that, there weren't going to be any major hurricanes this year. The only one that I really saw was a big storm that was actually hitting the Carolinas. I thought it would be a much larger storm than it was, and it actually, I told you it was going to hit before the September 15th. It actually hit land on September 12th. That freak tornadoes were going to be the real challenge this year. So as far as the next few months, before I'm going to be on the show again, quite possibly, Southern California is going to be just savagely cold. You're going to see very early snows. You're going to see flooding in the San Diego area, mostly because of the result of the fires there. California is going to have it very difficult because you're going to, I think you're going to have very, very heavy rains and record snow up the mountains here in California, and a very, very harsh winter in the Northeast as well. Big time storms, very, very heavy stuff. I've got some interesting, there's some weird stuff going on in Pennsylvania. I'm not exactly sure what. I'm not sure if it's snowstorms, but you might want to actually watch for freak earthquake activity in Pennsylvania within about the next 90 days. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
Pick up. Let me see. I'm just trying to figure out before we kind of go off here. Gosh, I got so much stuff I had to tell you.
You still have another hour, Sean.
Oh, we do. Well, usually we take calls and we get off on that.
Well, we will, but we'll still chat.
Couple of interesting things. A lot of the chemtrail activity. I know chemtrails have been a big thing in the United States. A great deal of the chemtrail activity has actually stopped. And a big reason for this is that Boeing was not able to actually deliver on a whole series of the jets that were actually the planes that were actually causing the chemtrails, or actually creating the chemtrails. There was a huge problem with Alaska Airlines over the last couple of years because Alaska is one of the few airlines that flies specifically north-south up the western coast, and the actual silicates in the chemtrails were actually clogging up the Alaska Airlines airplanes. What this has resulted in, too, by the way, has been the, again, with less chemtrails, a lot of people have noticed that they don't have upper respiratory challenges, their throats are clear, the blue rays from the sun that I talked about, the shift in the atmosphere, the quickening that intuitives are actually starting to see more clearly and more 3D and more of a kind of a pop-up reality has a lot to do with the fact that the sky is not filled with these chemicals anymore. The challenge of the bees, the mystery of the bees. Albert Einstein talked about how when the bees die, humanity has 4 years to go. There's a lot of people that have theories about that it has to do with cell phones or the fact that the bees have a lot to do with genetically modified crops. It's nothing that complicated. The challenge is that we bought queen bees on the cheap, primarily from the Chinese. So here's another challenge.
And they're probably lead-based.
Yeah, lead-based, exactly. Well, these
we got lead-based honeybees.
These bees actually come with a mite infestation, and the challenge of these queen bees that for some reason, the queen bees, the lower grade defective queen bees are, I don't know how to describe it. They create a malaise or sort of a laziness in the hive, and what happens is that mites actually get into the hive, which the drones would usually attack and eat. And they're not doing that anymore, and it's basically creating this this whole colony collapse disorder that's been very challenging.
I'm going to have to do an update on that too. I haven't really done a complete program on the honeybees in a while, and we were one of the first to break that story.
Indeed. Yep,
well over a year ago.
Indeed, yeah. And I once again, I think the whole mystery is as simple as them buying cheap queens from the Chinese. An interesting thing going on, the whole thing with Nancy Pelosi, actually, this whole nonsense about trying to get the Congress to vote on condemning Turkey directly about the genocide of the Armenians like 100 years or so ago,
right,
was basically just an end around for her to tick off the Turks so that the Turks would basically kick out the U.S. military bases out of Turkey, which then would not allow us to actually put our bombers there for strikes into Iran. So this was kind of a sneaky way by Pelosi to get U.S. military bases out of Turkey and an end to run around Bush to stop them from using our bombers out of Turkey. The challenge with this is that means that if there's going to be an attack on Iran, then it's more likely that the attack is now going to be nuclear, simply because if we can't get our planes for conventional weapons, into Turkey, then that means that we have to use nuclear weapons because we've got to go further and use less planes. So, and also I talked about Turkey invading northern Iraq. I've been talking about the Turks and the Kurds for quite some time, and that's directly happening now.
Go ahead.
Okay, and then the last thing I just wanted to point out here is that in talking about earth changes specifically, it's very interesting because if you go back to Edgar Cayce and a lot of the stuff that Edgar Cayce said about earth changes specifically, Edgar Cayce was asked, he only did 14 readings really on the future, and a lot of those readings were interrupted by clients who said, well, I don't care about this, just tell me if my partner's a crook or, you know, what my business is doing or whatever.
Or is my prostate okay?
Yeah, exactly. But they asked him that they said, well, what's going to happen with the planet around the year 2000, between 1998 and about 2001? And Cayce answered, when there is a shifting of the poles or a new cycle begins. And it is interesting that what Cayce talked about in 1998 and 99, at the very beginning, actually it was January of 1999, which was the beginning of the Aztec Galactic Week, there was a shift to the poles. People don't understand that the North Pole actually has three electromagnetic, there are actually three North Poles and three electromagnetic norths of energy, and it actually shifted from one to another to the next in the period between 1998 and 1999. And from what we now know, it seems very likely that with this subtle shift of the energies of the planet, what he intuitively assessed was not a shift in the magnetic polarity of the Earth, but this shift in the yin-yang polarity of consciousness in the beginning of the Mayan and Aztec galactic underworld, or this new cycle, which is evident from everything that we see in the Mayan calendar. Generally speaking, it is time to take pains to avoid this physicality trap that we get into, that when we're discussing the future of mankind and the universe, the difficulties or catastrophes in the time ahead will have much less to do with natural disasters than they do with social, spiritual, and psychological consequences of the old values, which are now coming to an end as a result of a massive change in consciousness.